Hello. I'm so glad you stopped by. If you haven't prepared yourself for a deeply erotic and hypnotic trance already, I suggest you take a moment to do so. Pause this recording now if you need to. I really think you're going to enjoy what I've created for you. So why don't you just relax? And trust me to take you someplace you've never been before. A wonderful, fantastic place that just might be too good to be true. Yet we're going to make it true. You and I. Simply by slipping gently and effortlessly into a deep, dreamlike state. So what do you say we go on a little adventure? Sound good? All you have to do is kick back and allow me to make my world appear before you. In fact, some distant part of your mind is probably sketching me right now. My face, my body, what I'm wearing, then coloring my hair, my eyes. Just let it do its thing, serenely sketching and painting away, listlessly, emptily, effortlessly. There's no need to focus. Gradually, nuances will come to light as I speak to you. Facial expressions, the movement of my hair, tiny little flashes and constrictions of my eyes, the way my smooth lips shape around a soft, oh. Do you think I'm pretty? You're making me blush. I'll assume you found yourself a comfortable position by now, and that you aren't expecting to be disturbed for the next little while. That's good. I'd like to show you just how incredibly powerful you can let my voice be. Magical, even. If you'll believe it. And I think you will believe by the time we're finished this session. After all, weren't you captivated from the very first word? Couldn't you sense that there was something unique? Something oh so very special about this enchanting voice you're listening to now? You were captivated from my very first word. That's all it took. A simple phrase, and you find yourself being drawn ever closer to me. There's just no need to resist, and you find it so easy to just let yourself drift with the gentle flow of my calming speech. Notice the caring, nurturing nature of my tone. Sense how soothing, loving it is. Rest assured, I'm going to take very good care of you. I'm going to gift you an altogether amazing experience, and you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Not a thing. Leave everything up to me. Listen. Listen to me. Listen to my voice. Perhaps you can barely feel it right now, but begin to notice how you're feeling, almost intoxicated throughout your entire being. Notice the warm, fuzzy feeling it induces in your core. Feel how it radiates through your entire body. Allow this feeling to grow throughout this session. Eventually, it will take hold of you completely, if it hasn't already. With my sultry sound, I'm going to gently stimulate, massage all those little muscles around your groin area. In, around, behind your penis. In, around, and behind your balls. I intend to create powerful, scintillating little electrostatic sound waves that will make you fucking burst. If you want to. That's just a little seed for your sleepy subconscious mind to peruse in its own time. Let my voice cloud your thoughts. Those thoughts that are unnecessary right now. Feel them fade. You can always get back to them later. Make a little room for what's happening right now and give over to enjoying it. My voice will guide you, comfort you, and protect you. It is within you and envelops you entirely. Would you like to come with me? Does that sound good? We're just going to take a little time to slow you right down now. Let's get you into that peaceful, blissful state so you can experience all the beautiful scenes I really want to show you. You'll be able to see everything naturally without any effort at all, merely by relinquishing all of those unneeded cares and tensions. Just for a little while. You're going to like what I have in store for you. I think you're going to like it a great deal. Give in to me. Give in and let me give you pleasure. Try to slow your breathing. Just take a deep breath and let it out evenly. There's no need to question whether you're doing it correctly or not. I'm not testing you. I'm merely making some suggestions that might help enhance the experience. Simply let your breathing slow down and deepen in a way that's comfortable for you, and you can take it that you are doing it right. I'll give you a moment to find your own pace. Oh, that's excellent. Just carry on breathing calmly and easily. Now I'd like us to work out any tension you might be holding in your body. I'll start by massaging the top of your head. Fingers splayed, I'm gently working small circles. Each fingertip sending a gentle warmth down through your scalp, all the way down your body to your feet. It's so relaxing. Doesn't that feel good? It feels so nice. Mind melting relaxation. I'm moving to your forehead now. Feel how it droops into that melting relaxation. Feel that pleasure melting down each side of your face. Let everything fall away now as I gently move my fingertips in soft, small circles over your temples. All that tension just falling away, that calming warmth still radiating inwards and trickling all the way down your body. I'm moving my hands down your jaw now. Feel it drop slightly as it releases and unravels. You're doing well, relaxing nicely for me. That's it. Feel my fingertips trail around to the base of your neck. It feels really, really good to just let it all go. Just let yourself slowly melt into your bed. Yes, that's it. My hands are kneading your shoulders now. Oh, I can see you're just loving this. You're feeling so very relaxed, so peaceful and still. All the muscles in your back begin to unfurl and soften as that delightful warmth continues to trickle down, all the way down. Down each arm now, inching towards the forearms and down towards your hands. So good. Soft and warm. A soothing that comes straight from my heart. Let me pay a little attention to your chest. My warm, soothing hands continue working, loosening all those muscles in such a pleasurable way. Down your stomach and the thighs. So warm and relaxed. Down, down. Calves just unraveling now. You're feeling so good. So completely at ease. Deeply relaxed. So soft and warm now. Finally, the soles of your feet. Feel my hands relieve you. The last stubborn little pockets of stress trying to hide in your muscles. Just letting it all out through the pad of your heels. Every bit gone. Good. You're nicely relaxed for me now. Just let all your thoughts drift by idly, like leaves on a slow-moving stream, slowly flowing. I slowly place my palm on your chest, just over your quieting heart. You can feel the warmth emanating from it. I'm looking over you tenderly, with so much love in my eyes. I think you're ready to go into trance. If you'd like to come with me, I'm asking you to trust me. Do you think you can trust me? Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really looking forward to giving you this extra special treat I've prepared just for you. My aim is to give you a positive experience and make you feel so, so good. If, however, you do want to leave this trance for any reason at all, simply open your eyes at any point. I really do hope you'll stay with me for the duration. I've tried to construct your fantasy just the way you'd like it. So let's go. Imagine you're lying on a plump, white bed in the middle of a clearing in the woods. It's the kind of bed you just sink right into. This is my magic bed, and it's going to bring you right to my boudoir of unfathomable delights. Magic, you might ask? Didn't I tell you I can do magic? Well, I can with you. You have such a powerful mind, and I'm a very clever girl. You know, you're entering my world now, remember? And this is most definitely not Kansas. You're sinking into that soft, puffy bed. You casually notice you aren't wearing anything. Not a stitch. You don't need to be embarrassed or uncomfortable. No one is going to find you here. No one but me. Of course. It's a most idyllic summer's day. One of those rare days when the temperature is absolutely perfect and the powder blue sky's sparkling clarity inspires such calm as you drink in the pristine air from her cup. You have a perfectly happy, perfectly contented feeling. You know that feeling when everything's right with the world and everybody likes you and you have even more to feel good about. You know that very soon you'll be seeing your favorite girl. Me. As though you were making your way to my house. Happy-go-lucky you, anticipating the transpiration of a good, an exciting time. You're just feeling really good about yourself. Enjoy this feeling, because you deserve to. The lightest breeze washing softly through the trees, and distant birdsong blend into a sound that further lulls you. You sink deeper into the bed and deeper still. You're sinking through my magic bed. It's supposed to do that. Just relax and let it happen. Let it all just happen from here on out. I've organized everything perfectly for you. Happy trails, cowboy. Come to me. Ten. You've come through the portal. And you can vaguely sense you're just floating, drifting downwards. Feel the love I have for you as you continue to drift downwards through a tunnel of soft pink cloud. Fuzzy pink marshmallow all around. Nurturing that good feeling within you. You're in the space between our worlds. It feels really good. Just sailing on down gently, like you are. Nine, I'm guiding you straight to me. You don't have to think at all. Falling as slow as a feather, straight down, merrily, merrily, gently down that stream. That's it. Eight, down, down, even further. It's like a door is unlocking in your mind. This is your pleasure center here. And soon, you're going to be redefining the very boundaries of just how far your pleasure can reach. And I'm going to have so much fun showing you just how much you can feel in this place. Going deeper. That's right. You may have been skeptical at first, and that's okay. You're starting to believe me now. I'm watching over you as you approach closer and closer. I can't help forming a slightly mischievous little grin. Is that mean? I'm sorry. I'm really a nice girl. It's just, you have no idea. Gently falling still. So very peaceful. Six. You will see everything I described to you. There's no need to strain your imagination trying to picture my words. Let go of everything and open your mind. Just listen to me and let your subconscious mind provide everything you'll need. It's really an infinite warehouse you have there. All my vivid images and arousing sensations are already in there, all stored in the same place you keep your dreams. And down you go, deeper for me. Five. You will feel the wonderful sensations I want to give you. Have you ever heard that old chestnut? That your mind is your most powerful sexual organ. Consider that for a moment. There's so much potential in there, don't you think? Open your mind to new possibilities, and you might just be surprised. Very, very pleasantly surprised, drifting down. For I want to make you feel exceptionally good and give you an awe-inspiring experience. Will you let me in? Will you let me pleasure you? Good. Come to me, sweetie. Come on down. That's it. You're doing a fantastic job going all the way in to this deep trance for me. I like it. Doesn't it feel really nice? Three. That's it. You're doing a fantastic job going all the way into this deep trance for me. I like it. Doesn't it feel really nice? Just a little bit deeper for me now. Okay. Two. So relaxed now. I love the look on your face. You look so content, so peaceful. I can even make out that faint smile you're wearing. It's adorable. This is the last time I'll ask, I promise. But do you think you could come down just a teeny bit deeper for me? One. Perfect. You touch down on your feet so very gently. I'm so glad you made it. That's my door right in front of you. I'm waiting for you on the other side. Watch as the door eases open for you, just for you. Now that you're in our secret parlor, I have just one more suggestion before the show begins. It might just so happen that at some point, a single word or a sexy sound I make is going to break the camel's back, so to speak, and critical mass will be inevitable. Every word and sound I impart is progressively leading towards that. In other words, I'm going to make you come. You don't have to resist. If you feel like you want to come, then come. Simple as that. That's it. That's the last thing. It's okay to come if and when you want to. So just lie back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, sweetie, I'm ready to come in now. You have to promise you won't laugh, okay? Okay, here goes. Promise you won't laugh now. Hi. I know the whole nurse thing's kind of a cliche, but ta-da! What do you think? Do you like it? Oh my God, say something. Come on now. I don't know that it's the sexiest thing you've ever seen, although it is ridiculously tight. I will tell you though, I'm loving how my boobs look in this. That top button looks like it's gonna pop. Actually, they all look like they could pop any second. This neckline is so low, you can see the lacy red bra. See? You like it? Well, your eyes were like saucers when I first came in. I didn't know what you were thinking. You're so sweet. So sweet. I love you. So, I'm really glad we had that talk the other day. And, you know, we talked about things we like and trying new things, remember? You know exactly what I'm talking about. So, what is it about nurses? Right, right. Really slutty nurses we should be talking about here. Now I get it. These platform heels are kind of scandalous, aren't they? So shiny and red. I couldn't stop giggling when I was getting them. And I think we've already established how you feel about thigh-high stockings. Here, I'll show you. Nice and white. And look, cute little red bows at the top. And see? They feel really, really smooth. Yike. I love it when you tell me I'm beautiful. The makeup isn't too much, is it? Extra slutty, just for you. You like my shiny red lips? Not very subtle, and neither are you right now. I can tell you're liking it. Did my nails to match, too, see? Okay, you love it. I get it. And I'm glad because I wanted to look so sexy for you. And I kind of feel so, so sexy. So sexy. Okay, sweetie, you just stand right, just this way, yeah, right there. And don't move at all. Not your arms or anything. All you have to do is stay just like that, okay? Don't move. Don't say anything, just stay. Good dog. Don't laugh. Actually, here. I'll start behind you. Just give me a sec. I gotta get into character. I'm not. Okay. Scratch that. I'll start again. Okay. I'm not that girl you think you know. So who am I? Or more importantly, what am I going to do to you? Oh, I'm going to blow your mind. I think I know how to turn you all the way on. What are you thinking? Are you starting to feel just a teensy weensy bit nervous? a little. Be careful what you wish for, sweetheart. You might just get it. Oh, you're practically trembling. Oh, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. One tiny little scratch on the back of your neck. Look at you almost jump out of your skin. And what would happen if I just came around the front of you and just slide my leg in slowly between your thighs? Am I a tease? Little old me? Let me in these pants. Get your hands off me. And you better take a breath before you pass out. No. Where was I? Oh, my, my. No. Get your eyes off my chest and look at me while I'm talking to you. Look into my eyes. I'm going to tease you ferociously. And you are just going to have to take it. All of it. And whatever you do, you better not come. I mean it. Now, do I make myself clear? You're obviously quite excited there, to say the least there, mister. So remember what I said. I want you to really bear that in mind. Don't you come. Trickling. Slippery lube. Trickling. Trickling all over your cock. How would it feel if I sent my hot little hand just gliding down your cock? That must feel really, really good. Does it? And my other hand chasing right after it like this? Oh my. Oh. All the way down. All the way down. Yes. Oh, that's got you quite excited, hasn't it, boy? I like the way that messy dick feels in my hands. It's so sloppy and slippery. One after the other. Head to base. One after the other. Stroking you so sensually. I can only imagine how that makes you feel. Starting to go a little crazy, eh? Yeah, that's it. Feels so good. Doesn't that feel good? Oh my god. Oh, you like that. I know you like that. I'm really piling up all that pressure, and there's no release for you because you can't come. Think about it. What'll happen when it gets to be just too much? No matter what, you better hold on to that cum churning in your balls. Each gentle stroke just aggravating an already precarious situation. And I'm only gonna get nastier, sweetheart. You better hold on, mister. I want you to stick around and play my little game with me, okay? What's the matter? Is it getting too intense for you? My gaze locked on yours. My pretty eyes peering right down one after the other. Nope. my pretty eyes peering right through you, while one hand slides down, down, and the other, one after the other. How bad do you want to let it all go? Just let it all spill, pour out of you. How bad, huh? Tell me. Tell me how bad. No, no. Are you starting to struggle already? Well, I'm not going to give you a break. You're just going to have to find a way to hold on and keep that load from shooting all the way across the room. Don't come. Don't you come. Why am I doing this to you? How can I be so mean? Does it make me a bad girl? Who is this nasty bitch who's got a hold of your cock, hmm? What do you think? Am I a bad girl? A cruel, dirty whore? So, what does it make me if I torture you like this? And I love every second of it. This is torture, isn't it? No, no, no. Don't you come. I'm not going to take my eyes off yours for a second. Even as I hunker on down and part my red lips, glossy and glistening. I part my lips just a little, right in front of the head of your cock. Still stroking you. One after the other. Head to base. You're all but completely lost your mind while I remain perfectly composed, cool and collected, in total control. Oh God, how does it feel when I blow gently on the head of your cock? And then blow another little kiss to the penis. I'm gonna take you in. That's all you can think about, isn't it? Am I gonna suck your fucking cock? I don't want your dirty fucking wad in my face right now, so you better not come. Am I just gonna hover here all day? Or am I gonna fucking blow you? Would you like me to? Keep your eyes on mine. Don't come. Look at me. Look at me. Don't you fucking dare. What if I pout my shiny, wet lips, my long dark eyelashes fluttering over my bright widened eyes as I look up at you like this? Gee, mister, you better not come. You better not. Look at me. Look at me. Eyes on mine. Stay with me. Hold it. Hold it. Oh, I know it's too much, sweetie. I know. I'm such a vicious fucking tease. I can't help it. It's just too much fun. To see the look on your face. When am I gonna let you go? How long can I keep this up? How long can you possibly last? Here, just a sec. Let me get back up on my feet so I can get a good look at your face, twisting in desperate agony, trying to hold back a force more immense than anything you've experienced up till now. Look at you. So desperate to keep that load from just cascading into my soft hands. Think you can hold it off? Don't you come now. I never said my little game was gonna be fair. No, no, no. Don't try to get away from my stare. That hurts my feelings, sweetie. I'm just gonna have to grab a fistful of your hair and pull you back to me. I'll have to hold you like this and work you with just one hand now, won't I? Up and down. Up and down. Oh, God, it's just too much to take. I can only imagine what you're going through, but hold on for me, okay? Yeah. Oh, I know. This is mean, but I'm not gonna let you come. I won't let you. What was that? You liked that, didn't you? When I just dropped my eyes, pulling yours down to my cleavage. Sent another surge into that overloaded nutsack, didn't it? Want me to do it again? Maybe I will. We'll see. Settle for one of my sexy little winks for now. Silly me. I did it again and looked right at these tits, didn't I? Another little shock to your balls. Can you think of any other little tricks I might have up my sleeve? How about when I gently take my glossy lower lip in my teeth? Turns you right the fuck on. No, 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 don't come. Should I say please? Pretty please? Please don't come. Uh-oh, uh-oh. No, 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 no. Oh, no, don't do it. Oh, is this just too hot for you? Just too hot, it's not fair. Oh, your balls are just gonna have to burst for me now, huh? I think you're gonna come. I think it's gonna happen. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I've done it, haven't I? Oh, no, no stopping it now. Oh, ah, you came all over my dress. No, no, honey, don't be sorry. I was just playing the part for you. I'm not pissed at all. Actually, it's kind of hot. Wow, you came all over my dress. I felt that. Like a little freaking fire hose. It was so much fun. Wow. So, did I do okay? Was that okay for you? Really? Oh, come on. The most incredibly erotic experience of your life? You're so cute. Come here. I love you so much. You do? Say it again. I love you so much. Now that I've totally drained you, you can just relax here with me a while, sweetie. Take as long as you want to just wallow in this pleasant feeling. And when you're ready, you can get up and carry on with your day, or you can simply drift off to sleep. But I hope to see you again soon. Who knows what other wacky adventures we might have together. Bye, sweetie.